Have you heard? Metro by T-Mobile now includes Amazon Prime. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, free shipping, and much more. All included for just $40 per line for 3 lines. All on the T-Mobile network. Discover the smarter way. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. One offer per account. Offer subject to change. $12.99 per month value. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus some T-Mobile customers. Video at 480p. Capable device required. See store for details and terms and conditions.
On the road again. Hi there. Welcome to Texas Energy Lab, your source for thoughtful conversation about life, energy, and sustainability in the Lone Star State. You can find our back episodes on txenergylab.com, or if you found us through the more analog channels, we're on Talk 1370 AM, and you can hear us every Saturday at 6 o'clock. As always, thank you to our title sponsor, Freedom Solar Power. I am McKay Proctor. I, for better or for worse, am one of your hosts, but thank God I'm about to pass it off to my auditory better half, Sharon Harder. Sharon, we're getting right to the heart of innovation today.
Yes, thank you, McKay, and hello, everybody out there. And I'm excited to welcome to the show this week Lee Christie from the Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce. You're the VP of Technology and Innovation, I believe? Senior VP.
I am.
Yeah, so welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming in. And can you tell us a little bit about what you do for the Chamber and maybe a little bit of your story, you know, how you got there, where you started and how you got here?
Yeah, so really in my role as the Senior Vice President of Global Technology and Innovation, my main goal is to attract capital into the Austin region. So it's to help the region become and stay a sustainable and healthy, growing economic region. Mm-hmm. That looks like helping companies stay here and grow into headquartered companies and to help retain headquartered companies, mm-hmm. and then to attract capital coming from other cities, other states, and from international. My story, you know, it's interesting. I am an attorney by trade, so I am retired.
We won't hold it against you.
Most people don't. But I
like
get,
that you say you're retired. As
I am retired. So I practiced law in Seattle for about 4.5 years. I then, you know, became an entrepreneur, a very proud entrepreneur. I began running a program called Lemonade Day Austin, which I believe is still up and running in Austin.
I know it. That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's all about getting kids out there and helping them start and launch their first business and give back. After I did that, I went in-house to the Entrepreneurs Foundation, which is the umbrella program or organization who houses Lemonade Day, or did at the time. I then became the executive director of the Entrepreneurs Foundation, which mainly works with entrepreneurs and CEOs to set aside equity to later give back in the community. I did that for about 7.5 years. And, you know, what I love most about Austin is it's truly this amazing and rich place to have opportunities to grow programming and to be an entrepreneur. And when I got an opportunity to go in-house at the Chamber to grow programming to better our economy and to continue to strengthen it, I jumped at it. So it's been a very interesting year because it's been about growing new programming.
Right.
That's super neat. So it sounds like you started at sort of the intersection between entrepreneurship and charity, right? Helping companies think about multiple bottom lines. And now you're approaching that more from the government side of things. So does that require sort of a different mindset, or do you find that experience really helped?
I think that experience really helped. You know, I have a really good sense from those years being at the Entrepreneurs Foundation of what our CEOs and what our tech companies are facing on a daily basis with what they're hiring, who they're hiring, how they're hiring, their issues with talent, their issues with growing a business in Austin, in the Austin region. And then I'm able to also have a background in law, so I'm comfortable talking to VCs, investors, really having that legal background. And then I'm also, you know, I'm born and raised in Austin, so I have
rare sighting.
I know, I'm a unicorn. But I have this invested interest in making sure our economy continues to grow and continues to be healthy. So it's been an interesting sector to be in right now and to work with companies in retaining them as headquartered companies here and to help more capital come in to help them grow.
Right. So what type of programs are you working on right now? What are the big initiatives that that you've got in place to try to, and I imagine it's a wide range of, you know, you talked about Austin, I think, is unique in the number of small entrepreneurs and small tech companies to giant global.
It's a good question. I mean, right now my programming exists to not only support our small companies, but also our large companies. So as you can imagine, there has to be a lot of different programming to support. I think the interesting standpoint, though, from the Chamber is, in my opinion, the Chamber is an organization that is privately funded to exist to spotlight and to support those organizations and those programs that already exist and that are already doing such a great job. So I'm in an interesting role to not only support those that are already doing a great job, but to find those holes and then fill those holes. So for example, really working with local funders to determine where are holes or gaps in the funding ladder. How can we really bring in more investors to help the companies that are not getting funding from our local investors? What does that look like? Not duplicate what we're already doing, but what are the holes or the gaps we're seeing? Also from an innovation standpoint, we do an event every year, which is a very successful event called A-List, which really puts a spotlight on the best of the best or the brightest of the brightest, right? Of those companies in the innovation and tech industries that are doing such a great job. Well, it's a great event, but how can we do a better job? What companies aren't getting highlighted? What are we not seeing in these companies being represented that should be represented to represent Austin? Right. So are we representing a diversity of companies, everything from bootstrapped to women-led to diversity-led to high-tech to over all the different industries that you see from CPG to SaaS to high tech. I mean, we need to make sure that we're highlighting all of our companies that are doing well, not just one specific industry. So we're really looking at programming to do a better job of what we're already doing, but doing it more strategically. And then also we have the international focus, which is really working with high net worth individuals who are looking for a way to deploy capital outside of their country, and we're looking at introducing them to the Austin region of being a location for them to deploy that capital.
Wow. And so you were actually traveling pretty internationally recently. Was that related to one of those trips? Can you tell us about it, or is it secret?
No, it is great. You know, we've been traveling a great deal. We spend a lot of time in Dubai, and we also spend a lot of time in Singapore and Hong Kong, in Shenzhen this time. So recently made a trip to Singapore and Hong Kong and Shenzhen, and you know, it's really interesting. It's meeting with a lot of asset managers and those who have a lot of contacts with those who are looking to deploy capital. And, you know, everyone's heard of Texas, right? Everyone's heard of Austin. But really the question is, why Austin? You know, we have a lot of people deploying capital into the different coasts, but it should be Austin. Austin should be on that forefront of that list. We should be right there with the coasts.
Yeah.
And so it's really introducing them to why Austin, what makes Austin a safe place to put your capital, and being a face of Austin to make introductions. And I'm not a broker. I don't have to make the deal. But what my job really is to bring those individuals in and to build relationships with those individuals in our region who can then help get a deal done.
Yeah, I follow Longhorn football pretty closely, and you know, like a weirdo, I follow recruiting. And Tom Herman talks a lot about how getting people into the city, it sells itself. So we can talk a little bit more about that after we pay some bills. We're going to go to commercial real quick. We'll see you with Lee Christie from the Austin Chamber of Commerce after the radio equivalent of 2 and 2.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Texas Energy Lab. You're here with McKay Proctor and Sharon Harder. We're talking to Lee Christie from the Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce. And before we went to break, we were talking about how Austin kind of sells itself if you get people here. But when you're going international, do you feel the need to bring folks back from Dubai and Singapore and Shenzhen to the city so they can kind of get a feel for where they would be investing? And what's the thing that people come away most impressed with?
Oh, a lot of things. I think people are really impressed with how well we do business in Austin. You know, Austin is truly a gem in the state of Texas. Texas in and of itself is this amazing, you know, it's kind of its own country, mm-hmm. right?
With the amount briefly of- it was. I don't know. You know your history.
It no longer sells itself. Yeah. But, you know, we are a business-friendly state. We are a business-friendly city. what we do really well, and we do a lot really well. People are really shocked to see how much we have as an innovation ecosystem, as you could call it. Everything from Dell Medical School to Capital Factory to Mass Challenge to, I mean, the list goes on and on and on, right? People are floored with the companies that we have here. They don't realize how many headquartered companies we have. They don't realize that we have so many plants in Austin and in the Austin region. They've never seen a snapshot of what our region looks like. Interestingly, though, one of the biggest things that sells Austin, and hats off to Hugh Forrest, is South by Southwest. It's really one of the magical ways to invite people into Austin at this extreme magical time, right, where they can pretty much see and meet so many different individuals, not only from Austin, but from all over the world. And it really, internationally, South by Southwest is known by so many. It's a great time, though, to bring people in because you can really fill their calendars with so many of the right people they need to meet. And that's usually what we do. We try to get them in town during South by, one, so they can see the city, have the meetings, but it's also a really fun time for them to be here.
I'm sure that gives you a great excuse to like sneak off and see Lady Gaga too. You know, I've got this, this Emirati, you know, sort of prince who's coming through, thinking about investing here, and also I need to, you know, get my little monster on. It's just the way that.
So one of the things I want to touch, you know, but back to the Texas, that right, that you know, the fact that Texas is growing overall and it's business friendly, and I wondered if you find that Austin ends up in competition with, you know, because Dallas and Houston both have, you know, kind of burgeoning multi-sector business environments. And I wonder how collaborative is it versus how competitive is it with the other Texas cities?
Such a great question. And I think something that Austin is leading, and I'll give a shout out to Josh Baer of Capital Factory. You know, Austin is doing a really amazing job of leading with Texas. And I think that's the way we have to lead. When you bring people to Texas, you highlight Texas, and in that, you highlight Austin. You don't lessen who Austin is. Austin is unlike who Dallas is, and it's unlike San Antonio, and it's unlike Houston. If you're going to fall in love with Austin, you're probably not going to go live in Houston, right? There's benefits to each city. So I think when we lead with Texas and we try collaborations with each state or with each city within our state, we all win as a whole. So you see more collaborations happening, especially in the tech and innovation system. So specifically, I bring up Josh Baer because, you know, he's expanding into different cities with Capital Factory. And what he's doing such a beautiful job of, and what I think is such a prime example of collaboration in our cities, is he's expanding into this triangle, right, of Dallas and Houston, and really leading with Texas. So if you're going to invest in Texas, right? Choose Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, San Marcos, Austin, but stay in Texas, right? You don't need to go outside of Texas to find an investment or an opportunity. Yeah. We've got it all right here. So I love that you've got so many more of our leaders really looking at Texas as a whole, and seeing Austin as a spotlight, but also leading with Texas.
Right. I love that approach, yeah.
Yeah, well, and, you know, obviously, if you wanted to start beef with the Chambers of Commerce of Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, now's the time, right?
Like we're
all the way behind you. We'll throw in for the Austin Chamber of Commerce if it comes down
to it. We'll double down.
Yeah. I think that one of the things that makes Austin really unique is its interface with government, right? Like it started really as just a one-stoplight like government town that happened to be the state capital, and then the secret got out that it was also kind of a cool place to live. So do you think that there's anything to be said for being close to the seat of power when it comes to the proximity to the state capital for innovation?
I think that's huge. And one of the prime examples is you can look at the bathroom bill, right?
Yeah.
You can see our tech leaders and how they were there at the Capitol every day speaking to legislatures about the bill and what was passed and how it was passed. And you can see, I mean, the chamber even has an entire advocacy team. And that's because we have direct linkage with our state legislature and our city council. And I think, too, it also bids really well. You know, we now have Army Futures Command here. I think that speaks volumes for how close we are to government. And I think, you know, you can't, it's kind of funny, right? I mean, I married into a very political family and...
Sorry to hear that.
He's a good one. I'll keep him. But, you know, you really can't show up at any tech or innovation event in Austin anymore without having a government official there. And I think that bodes well for tech and innovation, right? Because...
And it bodes well for the government.
It does, yeah. Right? Because you can't make a decision in government if you don't know what's going on at the heartbeat of Austin, which is tech and innovation, in my opinion. And so when you have those in leadership and tech and innovation constantly bringing in those in leadership in the government, I think that there's some power there. And what a beautiful thing that is if we can keep informing those who are making policy and decisions in government of what we're doing and the importance of what we're doing and why we need funding for specific things.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think we're pretty fortunate for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully that some of that flows the other way, right? And it'd be nice to see a little bit more infusion of technology and innovation in some of, you know, some of our government
I think we'd all
operations
like
as well. So, good. So did you have a role in the Austin Army Futures Command?
The chamber did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it's the... you know, it's really funny. Before I worked for the chamber, I truly did not know what the chamber did. How ignorant am I, right? But I think most of us are like that, right? It's a privately funded organization, and most of what the chamber does happens behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And it's only because most of what it does happens very privately. So if a company or an organization or a program like Army Futures Command looks at coming to Austin, they do so quietly to figure out and to make sure Austin is where they need and want to be.
Unless they're Amazon.
You were involved in Amazon HQ too as yeah. well. And, you know, there's so much manpower that goes on behind that, putting together a pitch or a proposal and really showing what Austin has to offer. And all that is done by the chamber on a daily basis with hundreds of companies. And some companies decide to come here. We are very fortunate to have the Army Futures Command come here. But, you know, with HQ2, you know, we are very fortunate to make that top 20 list, mm-hmm. which I have to say internationally speaks volumes for Austin. Right. We were very fortunate to make that list. And we do a really good job every day of really highlighting the best of Austin, but also being very transparent about what our pain points are, where we hope to grow and where we need to go. And that all is just part of what the chamber does.
I think we'll talk a little bit about the future of the chamber after we keep the lights on for a little bit. So we're going to throw it to commercial. We'll see y'all here with Lee Christie from the Austin Chamber of Commerce after Radio 2 and 2.
Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Talk 1370.
Welcome back to Texas Energy Lab on Texas Talk 1370 AM. This is Sharon Harder here with McKay Proctor and Lee Christie from the Greater Austin Chamber of Commerce. And before the break, we talked a little bit about a couple of the higher profile companies that have looked at coming to Austin, Army Forward Futures Command and Amazon. And we'd like to talk about kind of what you see as the future. It sounds like a lot of those things happen behind closed doors, a lot of those discussions. But what are you looking for in terms of goals, and what are you hoping to achieve with the companies that either are looking to grow here, that you're trying to retain, or that you're trying to bring here?
Yeah, I think that it's really important to share that, you know, how the chamber operates is we operate under a 5-year cycle. So right now we're doing an Opportunity Austin raise, which is about a $30 million raise of private funding. And that actually...
No sweat.
No sweat at all. And that actually, at the end of December, will then set us up for funding for 5 years of programming. And what that programming is then focused on is making, and, you know, yes, we already have a very healthy economic today, right? But what we're really making sure of is that our tomorrow and then the future is just as solid as today. And so our programming across the board addresses that. Everything from transportation with respect to the Austin-Bergstrom Airport, through light rail, through vehicle transportation. It then goes into advocacy, making sure that we are informing our community on civic issues. It then goes into education, really making sure that our students of tomorrow are being educated and prepared for the jobs that we have and that we need filled, and that they're prepared for the companies that need to hire them. So there's more and more collaborations that we're seeing and helping create with our colleges and our local corporations. It's also with economic development. It's making sure that we are bringing companies into town who will have headquartered companies here. They're hiring our local talent pool, and that they're giving back to our communities. You know, the importance of why we always talk about headquartered companies is it's so important that we support more headquartered companies being in Austin, and that we really focus on them and retaining them in Austin, and that we work with our startups and our small and mid-sized companies, as well as our big companies, to stay in Austin, to grow in Austin. And that's because in a recession, headquartered companies are usually recession-proof, right? They're less likely to shut down like a second or a third shop is.
And I imagine more likely to give back to the community.
Absolutely. And the companies we're seeing coming into Austin immediately want to embed into Austin. They want to be part of the community. They already look into, you know, Google was a great example. Gerardo did an amazing job. Gerardo Interiano did an amazing job of making sure that Google was embedded immediately when they came into Austin. And so we see that across the board. And then with innovation and tech, we're really making sure that those who are coming into town are being embedded quickly, that they're being introduced to the ecosystem. But really, not only that, but I really want to make sure that the Chamber is putting a spotlight on what Austin does really, really well in innovation and tech. I really do see that as part of my job, as part of a relationship builder, is to put more of a spotlight onto our great companies and to help them grow, to get funding, and to move fast and to excel.
So shameless plug time, where can people learn more about you and the Chamber?
So you go to austinchamber.org and, you know, get involved. You know, there's so many ways to get involved with the Austin Chamber and with our community. And my contact information is on the internet, and I'm always happy to plug people in and help get people involved in the community, whether you're a chamber member or not. My job branches out beyond whether you're a member. It's really making sure our community is healthy and economically sound.
Gives you a good position. Yeah, that's a good position to be in.
All right. Well, we'd like to thank everyone for visiting with us and Lee. As always, you can hear our future episodes on Talk 1370 AM, Saturdays at 6. Or if you like what you heard here, or maybe only tuned in for the last couple segments, you can find all of our back episodes at txenergylab.com. As always, thank you to our banner sponsor, freedomsolarpower.com. You can learn more about them at freedomsolarpower.com. And we hope that everybody out there has a lovely weekend and or day, whether you're listening morning, noon, or night.